Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Let's just go down the line with some of the stuff he's saying. Let's start here with cut 25, Phil, if you will. Roll Trump at the GOP House retreat in Florida yesterday.
I've also deployed troops to the border, and for the first time in history, we're locating and loading illegal aliens into military aircraft and flying them back to the places from which they came. And very importantly, America is respected again. We're respected again. Isn't that nice? You know, after years of laughing at us like we're stupid people. And as you saw yesterday, we've made it clear to every country that they will be taking back our people that we're sending out, the criminals, that the illegal aliens coming from their countries, we're taking them back, and they're going to take them back fast. And if they don't, they'll pay a very high economic price. And
All right. 25% tariffs if you don't follow the game plan. You know, I always find it amazing that some individuals had no problem with illegal immigrants being flown to airports in fields in the middle of the night, like they were, a traveling circus and being dropped off. Remember the Logan International Airport in Boston? You had migrants that were just laying on the floors of the terminals while normal customers are trying to get from point A to point B. Yet there will be some people triggered over the fact that this administration is flying them out of the country.
Nick, you talk a lot about meritocracy. Trump brought that up yesterday. This is cut 26. Go.
A lot of votes. I think we got a lot of votes because they saw it was weaponization. It was a fight against a political opponent. I ordered the end to all of the lawless diversity, equity, and inclusion nonsense policies across the government and all across the private sector and the military. We got it. We're getting it out, and we've gotten it out pretty much. We did that in 1 week, and it wasn't that easy, but everybody wanted it. People that were strongly in favor of it, I thought, called me and said, thank God you got rid of that. That was so bad. It was so bad. We hated it. We abolished 60 years of prejudice and hatred with the signing of one order, all approved by the Supreme Court of the United States. It was a big thing. And the United States has become a meritocracy again. We are a country that's based now on merit for success. Merit. If you're good at what you do, you're going to go places. I made it the And who would have thought that was going to happen? We didn't even talk about that one because I figured that one was going to be toughest to get. And so we are now, if you do a meritorious job, if you do something where you've done just, you're just outstanding, you advance. And that's what it's about. It's about competition and it's about a lot of things. And the other becomes a very dangerous plateau. We were on that plateau too long, and it's one of the reasons that you saw very bad things happening with our country.
I love it. It's the guiding principle to life, in my opinion, no matter what the institution or the entity is, whether it's taxpayer-funded or private, whether it's media or government. I mean, if you don't like competition, I mean, you and I probably won't get along too well. I'm a very competitive person. I love the fact that they're getting rid of this in the military. There was actually a talking head yesterday. I forget who it was. It was a contributor or a guest saying now that they've ended DEI in the military, the United States military will be less ready when conflict arises.
And I'm less sitting there, ready.
Less ready. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, wait a minute. So we're going from somebody that might be 75% qualified to do the job to somebody that's 100%. And your argument is we're now more vulnerable as a nation or a military. Makes zero sense whatsoever. But, I mean, is there anybody, I mean, Dawn, I'm sure you love competition. Stocker, you want to beat everybody in radio.
Thank you.
You love competition.
To the ground.
Whether it's realistic or not,
the last one standing.
Exactly right.
Sorry.
I mean, I love competition. The fact that some people, and I get not everybody's wired the same way, but it doesn't mean you have to lower expectations over the sake of making sure that people feel a part of the party. It might have been a harsh reality in school when you didn't sit at the cool kids' table at lunch. I get it. It sucks. But when you're an adult, like, you produce. And you know what really radio is? It's meritocracy.
It is.
I mean, have you ever seen how quickly some radio can change over? Or television. Unless you're CNN, then you just get reassigned 18 different times. But other than that, you either perform or you're out.
Yeah, I just think that for all of this, the people who say, oh, this is terrible, this is bad for America, it's opposite land. And it's really, once again, a policy by Democrats, or I'm not even going to say Democrats, progressives, who say, oh, don't worry, we're going to take care of you. If you're gender nonspecific, or you're female, or you're a person of ethnicity, or a person of color, that, as they say, like, we all hate those labels.
Mm-hmm.
But they're saying, don't worry, we'll make sure. So what you're doing is that kind of philosophy demeans those very people. It's demeaning and demoralizing to them. And then even when somebody is hired because of merit, everybody might assume when they first meet them, DEI.
Yeah.
And so it's actually the opposite. It's so disrespectful.
Because you could have somebody that is truly qualified, that was the best of the best. There could have been 10 people that applied for a position, and the most talented, deserving person was somebody in one of those, quote, communities, and then they never get the credit because it's always the speculation of, oh, he's got to be or she's got to be a DEI hire. Not necessarily the case. And the other thing I always pointed out, too, was when I always looked at small businesses versus corporations, the big corporations, the Targets, the Kohl's that were doing DEI, they could do DEI and they will be fine from a bottom line standpoint, unless they do political advertising and messaging, which then creates boycotts. But they could withstand not to have the best employees because they're just so massively powerful. You ever see DEI hires in a mom and pop business of 7 or 8 employees? No, because they would go out of business. I say that all the time. I said it to my mother-in-law. I was like, Judy, so let me ask you something. You need 10 people for Music Fest. Do you want the 10 best, or do you want to be a bag of Skittles and have one of everything? Because I know that this means the world to you for your livelihood for these next 10 days in Bethlehem. And she would, you know, give me her rebuttal. I'm like, that's a lie. You know you're taking the 10 best. You'll fire me if I'm not up to par, and I'm your son-in-law.
Well, but by the way, think about that. There are in place anti-discrimination laws. Mm-hmm. If somebody's an ignoramus or they're an ist, they're sexist, they're racist, but, you know, there are federal laws, there are local laws, there are state level laws. So there are all kinds of laws that basically say if you're an ignoramus, you're going to get sued or what have you. So that exists for housing, for jobs. So we should enforce those or call out the ignoramuses of the world. But I really think that if you're a business person and you're hiring people, like you're saying, you want the best person.
Yep.
President Trump at the GOP House retreat in Florida yesterday appears to call for the end of federal income taxes.
Oh, boy, that'd be glorious.
He says it's time America returns to the system that made us richer. It's time for the United States to return to the system that made us richer and more powerful than ever before. Roll it.
He's going to be very rich again, and it's going to happen very quickly. It's time for the United States to return to the system that made us richer and more powerful than ever before. Do you know, the United States in 1870 to 1913, all tariffs, and that was the richest period in the history of the United States, relatively speaking. In other words, relatively. And they set up the Great Tariff Commission of 1887, and this commission had one function: what to do with all the money that we took in. It was so enormous that they had no idea. It was a blue ribbon committee. It was set up 1887. And what to do with all of the money that we had. And again, Teddy Roosevelt was a beneficiary, because when McKinley was killed, he took over this vast sum of money and he did all of those national parks and all of the other things. And I'm not knocking him, but he was given a vast amount of money. And that was all made through tariffs. We had no income tax. The income tax came in 1913. As I said in my speech last week, instead of taxing our citizens to enrich foreign nations, we should be tariffing and taxing foreign nations to enrich our citizens. Does that make sense, right?
Makes total sense. Will not happen. I don't think in my lifetime that we will ever see something like that again that occurred up until 1913, although I don't know anybody that would be against it. It was great when I lived in Tennessee. No state income tax, but they get you other ways. I mean, I was paying, I think the sales tax in Tennessee was 9% or 9.75. So I don't see that happening, but boy, I don't know anybody that would be against it.
No, and by the way, in Delaware County, they well, just got overturned, but they are going to go for again in Delco to have an income tax, 1 to 3% of your income in Delaware County.
Wow.
Right. So if you work there,
yeah,
and
or you live there, or,
but you don't live there, it's basically taxation without representation. Right.
Yeah. So
I mean, you're going to pay a tax, and you have no say in anything that goes on there.
So in Philadelphia, for example, if you, let's say you work in Montgomery County, but you come into Philadelphia, which you do,
yeah,
then you will pay a different tax than I pay. You'll
yes.
pay less because you don't live in the city,
okay.
but you still pay a you do
I still pay a wage mm-hmm. tax. Yeah.
AOC was on the Jon Stewart podcast, and she seems to confirm that Congress is filled with a bunch of, quote, inside trading crooks who get rich buying Uh-oh. And selling stocks in industries they're responsible for regulating.
I've got facts to back this claim up.
This is courtesy of the weekly show with Jon Stewart podcast. Just giving credit where credit's due. Roll it.
There need to be Democrats who walk the walk and talk the talk. There is an insane amount of hypocrisy, and the hypocrisy is what gets exploited to use the cynicism. And wherever there's a hypocritical window, for example, I think one of the most biggest examples of this is insider trading in Congress. Like,
dude, I don't know if I give snaps? I don't know what the kids do anymore, but like, dude,
it's
yes.
It is
wow,
like
that's so crazy.
It's so crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. I mean, like that's the and this is the thing. It's like people think that everyday people are stupid. I'm like, do you all really think that people yeah. don't see this? Like
they sit on a committee, they get information about a drug or a contract or a thing. They immediately make a call. The stockbroker changes things, and their portfolio. Swells.
Explodes. It explodes.
What are we doing?
And you're doing this on public trust.
Right.
On like taxpayer finance, public, you know, facilities. Like it, of course.
You're regulating the market that you're trading on.
Exactly. And
you
like,
run the casino.
And then we're supposed to act like money doesn't only corrupt Republicans. Give
yeah.
me a break.
Wow.
Might be the first time I agree with everything she just said. That's, first of all, I need that Stewart snort isolated. We're going to compare the Jon Stewart snort to the stalker snort. The New York Post, Nancy Pelosi's husband, made $38 million worth of stock trades in weeks leading up to Trump inauguration. Paul Pelosi, the venture capitalist, sold $24 million of Apple stock, as well as $5 million worth of shares in AI chip maker NVIDIA. Both of these transactions were executed on New Year's Eve, according to government filings. Now, what's wild about this is technically, and I don't know what the time lapse might be between like Pelosi making a transaction and you getting it publicly, but there is an X feed that is run by Christopher Joseph. He is a tech entrepreneur who operates the handle Nancy Pelosi Stock Tracker. And he's been doing it since January 21st. And it's an app and a Twitter handle that allows you to follow the moves identical to Paul Pelosi. Now, I don't know how much time goes by between his transaction versus it being available because you're not going to get the same price and all of that. And obviously, you might not have the means to, you know, sell $38 million worth on a $174,000 government job. But in theory, you could do the same trading the Pelosi's do if you follow this account and make a nice penny.
Throw them in jail!
That too.
Sorry.
Actually, you know what? I'm just going to follow Paul Pelosi's moves. on my marginalized, you know, ratio compared to theirs and just leave this job right now. I'll see you guys later. Pelosi's. I mean, did AOC say anything wrong there?
No.
I mean, that is a one. I mean, and look, is she probably in on it too? You probably could argue that, but.
Well, if she is, believe me, her fellow Dems are going to throw her under the bus. She better watch it.
I get, you know what's weird? I'm actually going to say this. I get the feeling that she's not. I think there might be a few, Dem and Republican. You could probably put them on one hand of all the senators, all the congressmen and women, everybody in the swamp. You could probably, I mean, that's thousands of individuals. You could probably put them on one hand that don't do any of the alleged insider trading, which would be like 0.007% of them. But there might be like one or two, you know, reputable apples that don't, you know, financially abuse the system.
Nick, you found this. Phil, do we have this Cut 31 here? So there's a rapper, a female rapper by the name of Dank Demos.
I've got a whole playlist of her.
Do you?
No. Never heard of her until I sent you this clip 5 minutes ago.
I've never heard of her either. So, how do we describe her? She,
calorically challenged?
Dawn, I mean, look, we try and be fair and nice, and we understand that people have issues. But this woman, her belly starts below her her chest and goes all the way down to about her thighs.
Yeah, her belly goes from Miami to the equator.
This is what my brother John calls the falling uterus.
Yes. a pouch, for sure.
John.
Or a fap.
A fap?
I can't. A fupa. Yeah, there you go. I can't say. I can't say what they...
Yeah, you guys can spell it out.
Never mind.
Okay. The reason we bring up Dank Demos, the female rapper, because she has slapped Lyft. You know, the ride service, the ride sharing service, Lyft, with a multi-million-dollar lawsuit just days after the company issued her an apology because she was too big to fit in the driver's car.
Yes. For those who don't know, Lyft is like the rival to Uber.
So I'm assuming this video, because I didn't watch it, I just saw the picture on Instagram. I'm assuming this is a video. I'm assuming we watched this and there's no curse words.
I did not. I mean, I've watched it, but I watched it on silent. So,
all right.
Hopefully, Phil.
Roll it, Phil. Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Do you see that?
So there is no audio. Okay, so that's her. We might have to just freeze up these screenshots from Lyft, and I might read the posts. If we don't have audio moving forward, maybe we just don't.
No. It's good. Like, I like the video.
Yeah, let's go back. Is there a different post in the beginning? Okay, so Lyft says 6 days ago on some social app, verified with a blue check mark, at Dank Demos, we're disheartened to look at this driver's unacceptable behavior. Please DM us at your earliest convenience for additional support. We'd like to address this as soon as possible. You know, same rule applies for Uber or Lyft as it does for American Airlines or Delta. You can't sue the airline because you can't fit in the seat. And no, you don't get a second seat or a whole row pro bono because your excess flappage takes up more than one seat.
Let me ask Dank a question. I don't know. I'm sure she's a young lady. Have you ever seen an 80-year-old that looks like you do?
No, because they don't get there.
Yeah. You're going to be dead by 50.
Right.
If you don't... Well, Nick will, too. But but you're going to be dead by 50 if you don't do something. So, yes. Like, take some of this. Don't say, fat is beautiful, and it's me, and this is my true self.
I don't even buy that anymore, Greg. Yeah. It's not that it's beautiful. I'm just going to publicly advocate for my self-created victimhood and then seek an easy payday. You're right. No, I agree with you on the one, and I've said this before. If you have done everything possible to lose weight,
it's
medically, you know, exercise, diet, and you can't, I feel for you. But if it's sheer lack of discipline, then I don't feel bad for you.
I say this all the time. We could, like, I'm sure everybody on this show can say that we could stand to lose, not Dawn, Nick and I could stand to lose 10 to 15 pounds. I'm not sitting here saying that easily. I'm the picture of, you know, Adonis health. I'm just saying that I really do try. Like, I work out. I'm really trying to eat healthy. Like, but there's a whole culture that looks at that and says, oh, that's beautiful. Mm-hmm. That's beautiful. No, it's not. It's unhealthy.
Well, but they're contradicting themselves. You're beautiful, but you're a victim. Which one is it?
Yeah.
Right? I'm sorry. If seats A, B, and C are for sale on American Flight 747, they're for sale because we want three customers in them. And we're expecting to get three times the cost. You don't get the other two just because you don't fit for free. Well, that's insane. What logic? How does that make sense?
Go on.
I'm just glad that Trump is going to work to make America healthy again.
Thank you.
And all of these additives. Yes. I'm telling you, all this stuff.
That ain't from additives.
No, it is. It actually is.
Yeah.
Because your fat cells store all that additive stuff. That
you've been adding a lot of calories to our diet.
It doesn't know what to do with. Yeah. And I do blame that. And it starts in childhood. And then it's like impossible to lose. So as we start to reveal all of that, I do hope we have a really healthy conversation, a positive energy, healthy conversation about how we can all be healthier and have nutrition. And all. If somebody sits next to me and they're a big person, I'm like totally, I'm going to move over. I'm going to, you know, because 99% of people are self-conscious.
Yeah. I am not going to be rude to somebody. Yeah. I mean,
no, of course not.
You know, if somebody sits down and I have extra space and they need a little extra space.
Yeah.
Like these companies that you're going to try to sue them. What personal accountability and responsibility? Uber or Lyft are not guilty of anything.
Yep.
Well, but they could, because remember, they revolutionized, you know, with taxi cabs and all that kind of thing. They could, in fact, start just offering, hey, I have a bigger vehicle, or, you know, people have done that with airlines and whatnot.
Okay.
So in private enterprise, they could say, we have, for whatever reason, maybe you're 6'5", maybe you're John Fetterman.
What scumbag lawyer took this to, by the way? It's like, oh, yeah, you can sue. F that lawyer that took it.
Yep. Well, and F the jury and the judge.
Victimhood creeps.
Yeah. Well, blame the people that set the precedent.
Everybody's a damn victim.
I'll tell you what, if I was a judge and that showed up in my court docket, dismissed.
Oh, God.
Get going.
Bottom feeders. Sorry.
I agree.
By the way, we didn't mention this yesterday. Trump, over the weekend, terminated the security details for Fauci and John Bolton. Well, I was wondering what you guys thought about that. Let's play the clip of him discussing this. This is cut four, Phil, and then I want to get you both your reaction to this. Cut four, go.
But you can't have a security detail for the rest of your life because you worked for government. Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Would you feel partially responsible if something were to happen if you say Dr. Fauci or John Bolton?
No. You know, they all made a lot of money. They can hire their own security, too. All the people you're talking about, they can go out. I can give them some good numbers of very good security people. They can hire their own security. They all made a lot of money. Fauci made a lot of money. They all did. So if they, you know, felt that strongly, I think that certainly I would not take responsibility.
I mean, you could look at this like he's taking his enemies and taking away their security detail.
Or you could look at it the way I did when I initially saw this story was, well, if they're as terrible as those on July 13th in Butler, PA, they ain't worth a damn anyway, so you might as well just get rid of them and find somebody else that can protect you. I mean, you have all of these people that made countless dollars. It's the same thing with security as I look at pardons. If you did nothing wrong, why do you need to be pardoned? If you didn't commit any crimes against humanity, why do you need Secret Service? And Fauci's now, what, 80, 82, 83?
84.
He's going to be gone soon anyway.
Oh, for God's sake, Hale. What is wrong with you?
So he canceled.
He probably does need it because there are people out there that want him dead.
He canceled 50 security clearances. Yeah. It's unprecedented. But he also included, I mean, his Mike Pompeo, who speaks on his behalf. So it wasn't just Fauci.
Well,
or John Bolton.
If AOC is correct 50. With all the people that have made that money, you can afford security on your own now.
I mean, some of these people, he's right. I mean, Fauci, look at the money that all of these people made. What, you know, so I know they're saying it's unprecedented, but for those of you who say, well, this is terrible, you're paying for it. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have security.
Yep.
You don't, do you have security when you're walking?
Yeah, like, I do. Actually, when I get off of the elevator in the garage, I've got two guards with me at all times. So I get on my truck and on Market Street. You never know.
I mean, seriously, at this point, you know, I think for Fauci, for Bolton, all these people, so Mike Pompeo, these people are wealthy people. They've made a ton of money. Get your own. At what point do we, the people, say no? I think we should review all of this. This is part of DOGE.
Mm-hmm. So presidents shouldn't get security detail for the rest
of
their lives?
So you're saying a president?
I think presidents are fine. I think vice presidents, first and second ladies, things like that. NIH directors, no.
And there are only, you know, there are, think about it, he's number 47, but how many presidents have there been in the past? How many are still alive? And then he takes up 45 and 47. There aren't that many alive past presidents or their families.
But you know what, though? There's also this glorious thing called the Second Amendment. If Fauci feels like his life is in danger, purchase a firearm.
No, Nick, he made, how much money did he make? Remember they did all those disclosures?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
The guy's filthy rich. All these people are filthy rich.
Oh, he's got millions in the bank from gain of function and all that, yeah.
So we don't have to pay. I'm not paying. I'm sick of paying for all these people. And that's what Trump is saying. He's just saying, he's exposing all of this and saying, hey, America, guess what you're paying for?
So Don Jr.
Look at your paycheck.
So Don Jr., Ivanka, Jared Kushner.
They're the first family now, Greg.
Well,
And they've had threats and they've had assassination attempts.
So is Fauci.
I would cut it off probably after speakers of the House or Senate, minority and majority leaders.
I don't think
Marjorie Taylor Greene needs, you know, personal security.
Look, I think it was Tom Cotton just talking about this. I think that they will evaluate this. And if there are renewed threats or they see something, I think this has to be under constant review. That's my humble opinion.
By the way, I'm not arguing that Fauci and these people should have security details. You're right. They made a ton of money. They can do it themselves. I'm just saying that, like, where does the line stop?
I mean? The high ranking ones, I mean, the ones that you wouldn't even notice if they walked into your local coffee shop, like Dan Goldman from New York. You think Dan Goldman needs, I mean, nobody, you couldn't differentiate him from a stockbroker on Wall Street.
Agreed.
You know?
So what they're pointing out is that, and even I think Senator Cotton, I think, who's an incredible speaker and interviewee, but I think he's one of those saying maybe we should look at this. He's Arkansas, because Bolton and Pompeo, as well as Brian Hook, a former senior policy advisor to Pompeo, they were all involved in planning and discussions of the drone strikes, the deadly drone strikes against.
It has everything you're looking for.
Soleimani.
And it's easy to.
Sorry.
Soleimani.
Yeah.
We have to break, but real quick, Paul writes in, hello, people in the, he has a couple of thoughts on some of the things we were talking about today. Mm. He says, people in the 60s were skinny because they smoked 24/7. I do agree with that.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. It's not the healthy, I mean, if you look at some of the food that our grandparents ate and our parents ate, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't exactly, you know, the epitome of health, although it didn't have the additives in it that Don always referenced. Vivek is good for 30 seconds before you want to run away with your hands over your ears. I agree with that, too.
Yeah.
And if I hire some illegals, I think he's a contractor, will Christy Noem pay me a visit?
Well, it depends. Do you need your dog killed? what do you need? Christy Noem can offer a lot of things, you know.
Yeah.
855-839-1210. Get your minds out of the gutter, folks. I was talking about pets. All right, don't forget, you can join me this Sunday, February 2nd, for the grand opening of King Shooter Supply. Coming up at 346 East Church Road, King of Prussia, from 2 to 4 p.m. The gun store and shooting range you know and trust has just completed an addition with 7 more indoor lanes, so now they have 2 shooting bays with a total of 14 lanes. We might even be able to train Fauci how to use a firearm if you can't afford personal protection. 2 to 4 this Sunday in King of Prussia, and we're back after this.
My friends at Piazza Premium Automobiles, featuring the very latest luxury vehicles from today's top brands like Mercedes-Benz, Jaguar, Land Rover, BMW, Porsche, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, and more. These models have sleek new designs and innovative features powered by the very latest in technology. And right now, Piazza has thousands of new and certified pre-owned vehicles available. across their Pennsylvania, Delaware, and New Jersey dealerships. Piazza Premium Automobiles stands out. Visit them. PiazzaPremiumAutos.com, P-I-A-Z-Z-A, PiazzaPremiumAutos.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
9 o'clock hour brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Their recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, they know talent. Visit roberthalf.com/talent today. Speaking of talent, let's get caught up in the world of news. The talented Dawn Stensland's Big Three at 9.
It's the Big Three at 9 on Kale & Company.
Sponsored by First Bank. So we have number one, as we look at what's going on in our big three, So number one is, I'll take you to the ratings because I have that queued up here. Number one, as we talk about, Greg Stocker talks all the time about ratings.
Yeah, yeah.
And
by the way,
which
guys,
shows
not a good
streaming,
month.
Yes. Which streaming shows are number one? I know I sent you guys the story. And
yes, I
love
the story. Yes, I saw your email.
So what do you think as far as these streaming shows? The number one show, believe it or not, Bluey.
Yeah, that's, Bluey. That's on all the time in my
streaming.
House. It's on all the time in my
what,
house.
Dare I ask what channel?
It's like a...
Is it a kid show?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the Cartoon Network Nick Jr. or one of those. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. We have it all. It might be Disney Plus for all I know. I have no idea. But it's like they're Australian. It's a dog and his family, Bingo. I know way too much about this stuff.
Bingo.
This is my world now.
Yeah. Well, it was my world for a while.
So Bluey and Grey's Anatomy are the top streaming shows.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
So streaming, like streaming networks, or like this is
this
not...
This is Nielsen reporting this, and this is most streamed programs of 2024.
I mean, how many years has Grey's Anatomy been off the air? I mean, those are all streamed... What Grey's Anatomy has to be... I'm going to get ripped for this because I know I'll get the dates wrong. 20 years ago?
I have no... I never...
And
I
was not a fan.
Crazy shifts.
I was not a fan of it. I don't know anything really about it, but I remember.
Is that the McSteamy McDreamy thing?
Grey's Anatomy.
I'm not your Phil Almquist. I have no idea. I'm not a
Grey's Anatomy debuted in 2005. Okay, so I was correct with that. Let's see when did it end? Probably 2015, 2017.
Yeah, Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah, it went to. Well, actually, it went. Wait a second. 21 seasons. They're not still going, are they?
I think so.
20 years will be 2025. I think they're still on the air.
Phil has the graphic up that Don sent us. That's 2024 okay. Top 10 overall streaming.
All right, let's go. Bluey, never seen. Grey's Anatomy, I'm aware of it. Family Guy, loved it.
Love it.
Bob's, still on. Bob's
my
Burgers.
Sons love Family Guy. It's very, it's dirty.
Family Guy is one of the best shows on TV.
You see the numbers? 42.44 billion yep. minutes viewed for Family Guy.
Young Sheldon, which is fascinating. I don't like it. I like Big Bang Theory, but Young Sheldon is the spinoff of it, of when he was a kid. My daughters are into it.
I got to tell you this. I hate The Big Bang Theory. It is.
Why?
That's a horrible show.
It was actually, horrible. I was against it until it ended. And then when it ended in 2018, I started watching it 2 years ago in 2023. Yeah. I can't believe I missed out on this. I think it's one of the best written shows of all time.
Oh, stop.
What do you think is the best?
One of the best written shows, comedy-wise, The Big Bang Theory.
Wow.
Yeah.
I wish you guys would watch Taylor Sheridan's Landman. I'm pushing that so we can talk about it. I love
saw
it.
I saw the preview. I just don't... My wife and I just don't get time to watch shows anymore.
And what was that? Law and Order was SVU, was number 8, I think, Phil?
We're watching Severance right now on Apple on Apple Plus.
Which is so good.
Yeah, it's a little hard. It's a little hard to follow.
Yeah.
But my wife loves it. And
SpongeBob at number 10.
How about that, Patrick?
SpongeBob, Mr. Krabs.
Yep.
Mr. Krabs. Still kicking, huh?
It's still, yeah. That's
a 25-year-old show now.
Still a huge show.
Yeah.
Criminal Minds, what else? What is that?
Yeah, Criminal Minds.
What's number 8 there? I can't even see that.
That's a Law and Order.
A Law and Order.
Olivia Benson. Wood.
Big Bang Theory. I know, like, my mom loves it. Like, everybody loves it.
I love Big Bang Theory.
I can't do it. I watch one episode. And, like, I like stupid sitcoms.
The kid from Roseanne is in it. He plays Leonard.
Yeah, I know who's in it. I just don't. Yeah, I like stupid sitcoms. I like,
Is it too dorky? Is it too dorky for you with all the nerdy science stuff?
No, I like it. That's fine with me.
I'll tell you what.
Just make it funny.
Penny is just cool. I mean, you talk about gorgeous.
Yeah.
Oh.
Gorgeous.
Oh, how Leonard got her, I'll never understand.
Oh, God.
Look, it's a TV show.
God, you guys crack me up. All right, so number 2, I'll go to the speed enforcement cameras are coming to Philadelphia. This is Mayor Parker, and these planned speed cameras are the latest additions to local roads. Remember, this is going to be our future because they wanted it started on the Roosevelt Boulevard back in the day. They have multiple ones there, and then what is it? Is it Kelly Drive? They have some there,
mm-hmm.
and now the... And now, since the implementation, they say that speeding violations are down 95%, fatal and severe injury crashes dropped 21%, pedestrian accidents plummeted 50%, and that's according to research by Penn. The speed cameras have saved one life per month on the boulevard, that from Mayor Parker. So Mayor Parker announcing this, that more speed cameras are coming to Philadelphia, the latest batch. Speed enforcement cameras coming to U.S. Route 13 in Philadelphia. So
okay.
Mayor Sherelle Parker signing that one.
If you would like to arrive alive and you want to have the most safety possible, just get stuck in the right lane behind a Subaru. I swear to God, every traffic jam starts because of some numbnuts in a Subaru with a bunch of bumper stickers on the back of their car.
The bumper sticker.
Yeah, going 31 in a 35.
Or like Hillary Clinton.
The Subaru drivers are the worst. Move it.
Number 3, Google has announced, yes, Google is going along with Trump. Google changing the name to Gulf of America, no longer Gulf of Mexico if you're using Google Maps. And they're also changing the name of Denali in Alaska to somebody you mentioned, Mount McKinley.
Oh.
So Google Maps going along with it says, they say we have a longstanding practice of applying name changes when they have been updated in official government sources. And they posted that on X.
And as Kamala Harris would say,
just look up the Google.
Another reason I don't like her, I use DuckDuckGo.
So this after, obviously, another of Trump's executive orders.
Okay.
First Bank, our sponsor, ready to drive your business success with a trusted local partner.
I thought you said you just wanted to spank your sponsor for a second. Didn't that sound like that? I swear she just said, I want to spank our sponsor.
It's been a long morning. We're together too often.
Well, the poor security guys, they call up. Yes, Dawn, we have the gentleman from First Bank here, maybe a lady from First Bank. We're expecting their spank. You know? Spanking machine. It's our new thing. So ready to drive your business's success with a trusted local partner. Count on First Bank for personalized support, smart solutions to help your business grow. First Bank, your trusted local partner for success. Visit myfirstbank.com. That's myfirstbank.com. Learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Thank you, First Bank, for sponsoring our Big Three.
I swear, it sounds like you're saying spank when
first
you say it.
First Bank.
All right.
Not First Spank. First Bank.
Hopefully, First Bank. Yeah. Hopefully, they have great.
You
got to
say it like Zioli says his last name. He's like Rich Zioli. Like, he has that pause. I think we need that pause in First Bank.
First Bank.
Yeah. Spankity spank.
Because I'm hearing bank. Spank when you say that every time.
I don't know. Maybe that's you.
I mean,
why are you hearing spank? It's my.
Do you have
spank me?
Do you have? Oh God! Do you have a double entendre for?
I go both ways.
Marvin E. Cans, because they want you to talk about them right now.
Marvin E. Cans.
Yes.
They're coming. They're coming back to my house.
Cans, like
cans.
Spanking cans.
No spanking at Marvin E. Cans. It's K-A-N-Z-E. Okay. You guys, I don't know what they're hearing. I don't know what they're having.
Yeah.
But, you know, winter's here. No, seriously, I'm glad that I had the guys from Marvin E. Cans come out before the Arctic blast, you know, encased us in ice and snow and frigid weather, because Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning, they got us ready for winter, and you can certainly count on them. Marvin E. Cans, by the way, third generation owned as well as veteran owned company. And maybe you live in an older suburban home. Consider a ductless unit from Mitsubishi Electric Heating and Air Conditioning. Mitsubishi, now I'm like trying to enunciate because of his spankity spank comments. Mitsubishi Electric is a great solution for a home lacking any duct work and really could provide up to $2,000 in tax savings. Just contact my friends at Marvin E. Cans Heating and Air Conditioning now. Don't mention any of the spanking stuff, okay? MarvinEKanz.com. MarvinEKanz.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I'm going to miss the binder, especially if Levitt's really good and boring today. Like, if she doesn't say anything and she's just smooth and polished and there's no confrontation between her and a mainstream media antagonist, I'm going to think back to the days of the Sockster and
Sockster.
Yeah. Inside with Jen Psaki, now host of MSNBC. I'm going to miss those confrontations, but we'll see. If Caroline Levitt's out of line or she's wrong, you know, I'll call her out. Don't matter to me.
I think she'll be fine.
We'll see. We'll see. Youngest in history, 27. I don't know. Might be a little opening day jitters for her. But no jitters for Fetterman. He's been making the rounds, and this was a viral clip. And we saved it towards the end of the show because odds are it'll get us flagged on YouTube. But, you know, better at 9:43 than 7:43. So Fetterman was on The View yesterday, and, you know, he was going through all the typical, you know, stupid questions, January 6th, politicized prosecutions, all the same talking points. And then he butted heads with, I think, a lady who is now officially past Joy Reid as the angriest lady on television, and that was Sunny Hostin.
Well, I mean, Sunny needs to recuse herself from literally every conversation because of her husband, who's up on RICO charges.
Right.
Why she's still on this program is beyond me.
That's right. And I never get a Sunny vibe from her. It's more like Cloudy Hostin.
Ironically named women.
Yeah, or, you know, bad inclement weather pending Hostin. Clip 21, here you go.
Mean that the 34-count case in which Donald Trump was found guilty of various financial crimes was politically motivated here in New York?
I found that when the judicial system gets weaponized and targeted political enemies for political gain, I think that's inappropriate, and I think that degrades our collective trust in this very important institution, whether that's on a Democratic going after a Republican or a Republican going after a Democratic one. And I like to think I call it strikes and balls, because the judicial system has to remain impartial. I mean, that's really the cornerstone of our society.
How dare he say that?
I know. It's really remarkable, too, because we've talked about the whole Fetterman thing, and he's a content-generating machine. I mean, every time the guy talks or walks or dresses, you know, he generates some sort of commentary. He's like me in the YouTube chat. He's a lightning rod. But Fetterman coming out here and saying it was politicized, at least you have to be willing to give Fetterman. And here's really where I give Fetterman, honestly, the ultimate credit. Now, I disagree the fact that he did not vote yes for Pete Hegseth, but at least John Fetterman did his homework and due diligence from the standpoint of he was willing to sit down and meet with Pete Hegseth in person, mm-hmm. pick his brain. He arrived at a conclusion that I did not. I think Hegseth is certainly qualified. I don't think any of the moral stuff should really disqualify him. He decided otherwise, but at least he's not just going on down the list, rubber stamping on behalf of said party. And then he says what all of us on this show have said, that the New York hush money trial was nothing more than a politicized facade. And you would think Sonny Hostin could remove 1 ounce of bias for a moment, because from what I gathered, Dawn, this is a lady who's got a law degree from Notre Dame. But apparently she's just so angry that she can't see through her disdain for Trump and look at the facts of the case. So,
amen.
Figured we would play that for you.
By the way, EKZ on the YouTube chat says, the Fetterman clip wasn't long enough. Sonny's face right after his comment looked like she just whiffed a beer fart.
He's so spot on. And that's why I say she is now the angriest. Mm-hmm. At least Joy Reid, in her own warped, demented way, will giggle and laugh to something that's not funny, but at least she physically cracks a smile.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen Sonny Hostin go from the frown and turn that thing upside down.
She did not turn that frown upside down. I just want to know why she's still, like, she can't, she has to recuse herself. Why she doesn't have to recuse herself on all of these matters of legal issues because of her allegedly corrupt husband.
Mm.
Right?
And because she and her husband have countersued, saying it's persecution.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, isn't that interesting? Oh, isn't that interesting?
Mm. Countersuing.
Countersuing, huh? Right. Yeah, okay. Interesting. I get it.
There you go. All right, without further ado, at 9:48, got a new head coach, but he's got the same quality on tap for music.
Wait, hang on. What does he think of the...
Yeah, what do you think about Aaron Glenn?
I mean...
I like it.
Obviously, yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it. But, right, you know, this is a Philly town, so they don't care.
Enough sports. They don't like when I talk Eagles.
Right.
You think they care about the Jets?
Do you think he's going to bring back Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, I think he is.
Nick?
As a coach?
No, not as a coach.
Yes, 1 year deal.
Really? You think that...
Yep, stopgap.
Who's the...
I love Aaron Rodgers.
So
Who's the backup?
Vinny Testaverde.
Like, nobody cares about that stuff.
The current backup is Tyrod Taylor. Oof. As of
and that's
second.
Why Aaron Rodgers will be back.
And that's exactly why Aaron
Rodgers
will be back.
They need to draft a young quarterback.
Yes, but that doesn't mean he's going to start week one. So that's why we need Aaron Rodgers as a stopgap.
Let me tell you something. If Aaron Rodgers were in my earpiece, and I could be a good quarterback. Like, that's how good he is. He's so good when he was wanting to hit that hard. When he was walking through, what's that little Mormon boy's name? He's a cute Mormon boy. He's the number two quarterback. What's
Zach,
his name?
Zach
Wilson.
Zach Wilson.
Yes. So he just was trying to train him in. It was amazing.
You got to fly Farish up here one weekend in the fall and send Farish and Phil together to a Jets game, and we'll document it on the 1210 socials.
Riveting.
You want to talk about pain?
Yeah.
All right, let's find out what occurred today in music history.
And on this day in music history, on Kaling Company.
Today, January 28th, we celebrate the birthdays of Dave Sharp from The Alarm, who's 66. We also lost Jeff Nichols, keyboardist from Black Sabbath in 2017. Paul Kantner from Jefferson Airplane in 2016. Billy Powell from Lynyrd Skynyrd in 2009. And Jim Capaldi from Traffic in 2005. Singles include Jet by Paul McCartney and Wings in 74. You Really Got Me by Van Halen in 78. And Photograph by Def Leppard in the UK in 83. Album to Cool Lie to Me by Johnny Lang in 97. Crazy from the Heat by David Lee Roth, as well as The Right to Rock by Keel in 85, as well as Fistful of Metal by Anthrax in 1984. Also in 94, Paul and Linda McCartney attended the premiere of Wade's World 2 in London. In 56, Elvis made his national TV appearance. In 85, We Are the World was recorded. In 2014, Motley Crue signed a secession of touring agreement, preventing them from ever touring again after 2015. The next tour was in 2022. In 2001, Ray Charles sang the national anthem at Super Bowl 35. In 85, Jimmy Buffett opened his first Margaritaville retail store. In 78, the Doobie Brothers appeared on What's Happening. And the 2025 M3 Rock Festival announced their lineup yesterday, including Accept, Ace Frehley, and Child's Play, among others. But lastly, since we mentioned Selena Gomez earlier, I'll mention the more talented Selena based on the one Jesus actually emailed me yesterday about. And the one Billboard magazine ranked third on the list of greatest Latino artists of all time, Selena Quintanilla Perez. In January of 95, her dad began getting calls from fans who said they had a paid-for fan club membership and received nothing in return, resulting in an investigation. It found that Yolanda Saldivar has embezzled the funds, the same person who sadly killed her 2 months later. I feel like Don. The news isn't always good. For Kale and Company, I'm Philopolis.
Embezzlement, huh? Sounds like Hawk Tua, girl.
$30,000.
There you go. Ooh. All right. Jim in Northeast Philadelphia has identified our morning mystery movie clip. Jim, what did we play for you?
That would be Child's Play, Nick.
That is correct. Jim! That's correct. Jim, congratulations. You're on your way to the Zlock. Whatever's coming to the Zlock, we give tickets away for. That's basically the name of the game. Without further ado, we find out what Dawn Stensland has lined up 7 minutes from now.
Oh, we've got more Trump news. What is Trump up to now? And the latest with where he's ordering the military. We'll talk about the latest orders that Trump is signing. What is he doing? The latest on immigration. Is ICE here yet? Where are they in America? We'll go through that. Why are the Quakers right here in our region? The Quakers.
Uh-oh.
They're suing the Trump administration.
The Quakers.
Quakers. What's going on with all that? So we've got a lot of breaking news with regard to that. 10:30, Ben Manis, he'll take us through what's happening with D.A. Krasner, the very latest. The 11 o'clock hour, we have more developing that we'll go through all of it for you. Don't go anywhere. We're local. We're statewide. What's up with Shapiro? What's going on at the State House? And, of course, Trump, Trump, Trump. We got
all right. Thank you very much,
Trump,
Dawn.
Trump. That's my new segment.
I was actually notified of what Trump told all the DEI people in the military that had to leave.
Go home to your mom.
Got rid of them all.
It's amazing.
Amazing. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your Tuesday. Dawn is next, and if John Fetterman's not talking to Sonny Hostin, he's usually telling us this.
Good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.